a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The South Dakota Senate will come to order, and we're blessed to have praying for and with and over us Pastor Peggy Stempson of the United Methodist Church here in the Fort Pier Ministerium. And our two pages of the day leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance are Amanda Halsey from Huron and Centel Johnson from Belle Fouche.
And let us pray. Wonderful and almighty God, we give you thanks for the gift of this day and the beauty of your creation. We pray for your holy and discerning spirit to be upon us, that our ears and our minds and our hearts might be open to be good stewards of this call that you have placed upon us. We pray all this in your holy and mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary will call the roll.
Thank you, Pastor.
Bradford, Brown, Buell, O'Donnell, Kamak, Curd, Ewing, Frericks, Greenfield, Hager, Haverly, Heinemann, Heinert, Holeen, Hunoff, Jensen, Lederman, Monroe, Norstrup, Olson, Omdahl, Otten, Parsley, Peters, Peterson, Rampelberg, Rave, Rush, Soholt, Solano, Sutton, Tiedemann, Teason, Van Gerpen, Valley, and White. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 12th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Senator Brown, Chair.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We're going to pause here a bit and welcome everybody who are in the gallery watching your South Dakota Senate today and those who are watching over the internet live stream. And we're grateful for South Dakota Public Broadcasting, also including that over the internet. We have a really special group with us today that they're in their 23rd year as a program through South Dakota Advocacy. We have Tim Neihardt, who's the executive director of South Dakota Advocacy, and Sandy and a whole bunch of other people here who are part of what's called Partners in Policymaking. We welcome you all today, and these are individuals and groups are from all corners of our state, and they are disability advocates, and some of them have different abilities as well. The Leadership and Empowerment Program is facilitated by South Dakota Advocacy, and there have been over 525 citizens who've successfully completed the course. They were also involved with mock testimony today and learning about the legislative process. And Senator Heinert and Senator Buell O'Donnell and Senator Valley and a few of the representatives, and I was blessed to be part of that, were here today too. And I know a number of people who've gone through this program, and it really is a model for programs of not only civic involvement, but teaching individuals that are passionate about areas of interest that you get involved in. That the largest part of the largest political party is the apathetic party. And so to get involved is really putting you ahead of a lot of people and expressing your stories, and they're powerful. So we want to thank you very much. And Robert Keene, who's been the instigator of this, Sandy, and everybody and the whole team, it's just really great to have you here too. And I appreciate you. But more importantly, we're grateful for your participation. Ladies and gentlemen, our South Dakota Advocacy folks, Partners in Policymaking. Sandy's pretty humble. She wouldn't touch. But you know what else happened today earlier? John, you won today, didn't you? Good. Way to go, John. Thank you, John, especially for that hug. I needed that today. Today, we have up here with me. She's sort of scared because I called her up here, but Brandy's been taking care of us. For a number of you might know that we deal with a lot of technology these days, and thankfully we have somebody of Brandy's capability. She's been serving as our computer intern these last 3 weeks, teaching all of us and helping us with these issues, and she's going to be starting her master's degree next fall. Where?
Dakota State University.
Why don't you tell everybody?
Dakota State University.
Right. In South Dakota. And we have for you, on behalf of all of us here, the South Dakota Legislature, specifically the Senate, we'd like to present the Certificate of Appreciation to you, Brandy, for your outstanding service given the 2015 South Dakota Legislature as a legislative computer intern. We're grateful for your help. You've just been spectacular, and we hope that you remain in South Dakota. Okay. Thank you, Brandy.
Thank you
very much. Thank you. Is the doctor of the day here yet? I don't think so. Okay. Any other personal privileges? Okay. We'll move on then to reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bills 31, 32, and 35 and finds the same correctly enrolled. Senator Brown, Chair. The Committee on Transportation reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 17 and recommends do pass amended consent calendar. Senator Valley, Chair. Committee on Appropriations reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 24, 25, and 26 and House Bill 1057 and recommends do pass. Also, Senate Bill 27 and recommends do pass amended. Senator Peters, Chair. The Committee on Local Government reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 87 and 88 and recommends do pass consent calendar. Senator Ewing, Chair. The Committee on Taxation reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bills 93 and House Bills 1016, 1017, and 1018, and 1019 and recommends do pass consent calendar. Senator Monroe, Chair. The Committee on State Affairs reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 49 and House Bill 1051 and recommends do pass. Also, Senate Bill 113 and recommends do pass consent calendar. And SJR 1 and Senate Bill 84, which were tabled. Senator Rave, Chair. And finally, the Committee on Health and Human Services reports that it has had under consideration House Bill 1013 and recommends do pass. Also, 1012 and recommends do pass consent calendar. And Senate Bill 77 and recommends do pass amended. Senator Rampelberg, Chair.
Messages, please.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bill 1055, 1056, 1076, 1085, and 1088. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith HCR 1004, 1005, and also I have the honor to return herewith Senate Bill 31, 32, and 35, which has passed the House without change. And finally, Mr. President, I have the honor to return herewith SCR 1, in which the House has concurred. Arlene Kvislin, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions, please.
House Concurrent Resolution 1004, a concurrent resolution addressed to the United States Supreme Court setting forth certain facts and expressly enumerating the grievances of the people of the state of South Dakota through their elected representatives with that court decision in Roe versus Wade and its progeny and calling for that court to now protect the intrinsic natural fundamental rights of the children of our state and nation and the intrinsic natural and fundamental rights of their pregnant mothers in their relationship with their children and the mother's health by reconsidering and overturning the court's decision in Roe. House Concurrent Resolution 1005. a concurrent resolution urging Congress to propose the Regulation Freedom Amendment to the United States Constitution.
Both House Concurrent Resolution 1004 and 1005, referral to committee has been waived by the President Pro Tem, and they'll be placed on Tuesday's calendar for consideration. That's February 3rd. Consideration of committee reports.
Senator Rave moves that the reports of the Standing Committee on Ag and Natural Resources on Senate Bill 75 is found on page 227 of the Senate Journal. Also, Commerce and Energy on Senate Bill 72 is found on page 228 of the Senate Journal. And finally, Commerce and Energy on House Bill 1026 is found on page 229 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Consideration of executive appointments, please.
The Senate proceeded to the consideration of the executive appointment of Judge John Bastian of Butte County, Belfouche, South Dakota, to the State Board of Regents.
Senator Solano, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of the body. I have the honor of bringing forward Judge Bastian's nomination. He holds a bachelor's degree in political science from South Dakota State University and a JD degree from the Hamline University School of Law. And he's been was a circuit court for the 4th Judicial Circuit for many years, actually about 20 years, and retired in 2013. And he spent about 10 years prior to that serving as in the Attorney General's office as an appellate attorney and prosecutor. Bastian is a veteran of the United States Air Force. He serves currently part-time with the South Dakota Unified Judicial System and is assigned to preside over cases in the 4th, 6th, and 7th Judicial Circuits. Now, he can be well described as a highly respected individual by both attorneys and the community from which he comes in Belfouche. He's also known for being a very professional, courteous, well-prepared and intelligent individual, and it was with great pleasure that I bring forward his nomination. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks. Senator Rush, good afternoon.
Thank you, Mr. President. Fellow senators, I need to correct, it's not First Circuit, but the Fourth Circuit, where Judge Bastian has served, and I've known him for many, many years as a fellow judge. I've worked with him on numerous UJS groups. I know him as a bright and conscientious, hardworking judge. I think it's important that we find things for retired judges to do so they don't get in trouble. Anyway, so I would heartily recommend him.
That was you know, the only reason you're doing this is because he's listening. We know it. Judge, if you're listening, you're also your stories about Japan are fascinating. Further remarks. Here it is. That's great. Okay, the question before the Senate is, does the Senate advise and consent to the executive appointment of Judge John Bastian to the Board of Regents? Those in favor of advice and consent, the appointment will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, call the roll.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Curd. Excused. Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Haverly. Heineman.
Aye.
Heinert. Holine.
Aye.
Hanoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl. Excused. Otten.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Teason.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
White. Excused.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 32 yeas, 3 excused.
Thank you. The question, does the Senate advise and consent to the appointment, executive appointment of Judge John Bastian to the South Dakota Board of Regents? Having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and his appointment is confirmed. Congratulations, Judge Bastian. Okay, consideration of executive appointments. This is the consent calendar. It's non-debatable. I'm sure that Judge Bastian was hoping his wasn't.
The Senate proceeds to the consideration and the executive appointments of Myron Williams of Pennington County, Wall, South Dakota, to the State Brand Board, this is found in page 227 of the Senate Journal, and the reappointments of Bart Blum of Lyman County, Reliance, South Dakota, to the State Brand Board, this is found on page 228 of the Senate Journal, and also Donald A. Kierkegaard of Meade County, Sturgis, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Board of Education, as found on page 232 of the Senate Journal.
Thank you. Any questions on the appointment or reappointment from any member? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the appointment of Myron Williams to the State Brand Board and the reappointments of Bart Blum and Donald Kierkegaard to the South Dakota, Bart to the Brand Board and Kierkegaard to South Dakota Board of Education. Those in favor of advice and consent will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Curd? Excused. Ewing?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hager?
Aye.
Haverly? Heinemann?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Holin?
Aye.
Hanoff?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Amdo? Excused. Otten?
Aye.
Parsley?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Soholt? Solano?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
White? Excused. Mr. President, there are 32 yeas, 3 excused.
Thank you. The question as to advice and consent for the appointment of Myron Williams to the Brand Board, reappointment of Bart Blum, State Brand Board, and Don Kierkegaard to the South Dakota Board of Education, all having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and these appointments are confirmed. Okay, we have first reading of Senate bills. They'll be read in open session, please.
The President declares that Senate Bill 105 was withdrawn at the request of the prime sponsor pursuant to Joint Rule 6B1.1. Senate Bill 171, an act to authorize residents with out-of-state driver's licenses to maintain resident hunting, fishing, and trapping privileges. Senate Bill 172, an act to strengthen the financial practices of the state of South Dakota. Senate Bill 173, an act to make appropriations from the Water and Environment Fund, the Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund Subfund, and the Drinking Water Revolving Fund Subfund for various water and environmental purposes to revise the state water plan, to increase the authority of the South Dakota Board of Water and Natural Resources to make consolidated water facilities construction program awards, and to declare an emergency. Senate Bill 174, an act to make an appropriation for the Ross Shaft at the Sanford Underground Research Facility and to declare an emergency. And finally, Senate Bill 175, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the vehicles with military specialty plates that are not subject to annual registration fees.
President Pro Tem assigns the following bills to respective committees. Senate Bill 171, Agriculture and Natural Resources Appropriations, 172, 173, and 174, into Transportation, 175. First reading of House bills, please.
House Bill 1055, an act to repeal certain outdated and unnecessary statutes and administrative rules related to the Department of Agriculture. House Bill 1056, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the Department of Agriculture. House Bill 1076, an act to permit the submission of a title insurance policy in lieu of an abstract in certain instances. 1085, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the requirement for performance securities. And finally, 1088, an act to permit procurement of certain disability insurance from a non-admitted insurer.
House Bill 1055 and 1056 are assigned to Agriculture and Natural Resources, 1085 and 1088 to Commerce, and 1076 Judiciary. We're going to move on to the consent calendar today. These are bills that passed out of committee unanimously, did not require two-thirds vote on the floor, and they're not subject to debate. We do this for efficiencies for non-controversial items, and although people could debate these, the senator could pull those, either one of those bills for debate on Tuesday if they wish. We have no one who wishes to debate these, so we'll proceed. Consent calendar.
Senate Bill 78, an act to authorize counties or medical providers to recover inmate health care costs from insurers. Senate Bill 37, an act to adopt the 2008 Uniform Interstate Family Support Act to repeal the 1996 Uniform Interstate Family Support Act and to revise certain provisions relating thereto. House Bill 1038, an act to codify legislation enacted in 2014. House Bill 1024, an act to repeal certain outdated and unnecessary statutes related to the Department of Labor and Regulation. House Bill 1025, an act to revise certain provisions regarding banks and banking. And finally, House Bill 1028, an act to revise certain provisions regarding money transmitters and money transmissions.
Senate Bill 7837 and House Bill 1036, 1024, 1025, and 1028, all having received a second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Any questions? Hearing none, the question before the Senate, therefore, is final passages of Senate Bill 78 and 37 and House Bills 1036, 1024, 1025, and 1028. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Kurd? Excused. Ewing?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hager? Haverly?
Aye.
Heinemann?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Holin?
Aye.
Hanoff?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Amdo? Excused. Otten?
Aye.
Parsley?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Soholt? Solano?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
White excused. Mr. President, there are 32 yeas, 3 excused.
Thank you. Senate Bills 78 and 37 and House Bills 1036, 1024, 1025, and 1028, having received a majority vote of the members elect, are all hereby declared passed. Any title questions? Titles approved then.
Senator Rave moves that the balance of the calendar be deferred till Tuesday, February 3rd, the 14th legislative day.
Second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. On behalf of Senator Rave, but especially all of us, our doctor of the day is well known to a number of us. Dr. Dan Heinemann is been a public servant of ours in this state for many years. He's past president of the South Dakota Medical Association, and he is the chief medical officer at Sanford Health. And prior to that administrative role, he was in family practice for over 20 years, and he received his MD from the great University of South Dakota, and his residency was from the Sioux Falls residency program. He's really the epitome of a South Dakotan and a South Dakotan taking care of South Dakotans. And he's still very active in administration and policy through the Medical Association and his profession. And we had a number of people that needed your help today, I know, Doctor, and we're really grateful for you being here and taking time to come here. So thank you very much, Dr. Dan Heineman. I have a couple of Senate bills to sign, but let's get on with announcements as you may want to get going. I do want to mention to you, you probably saw quite a bit of activity up here, a little more than usual. An individual brought to me a sponsor sheet here that obviously other people can go ahead and circulate. There's nothing wrong with that. There's significant issues here I would advise you to just think about over the weekend when somebody's asking you to sign on to a sponsor sheet. This one has no circulation as to whether it's going to be a House or a Senate bill, which may or may not be unusual, but it doesn't say who it's circulated by, and it doesn't say if there's somebody who's going to be prime. So not normal. I mean, it's normal that you would have somebody starting this with a prime and you would know who this is, and we're going to chase this to ground, but I just wanted you all to be sensitive to it because I think we have a pretty good idea of the individuals involved in this one, but and we'll handle that, but please don't sign anything until you figure out who it's circulated by, and especially since you're down to your last three anyway, and I know you've been informed, but you need to get your drafts in for your last three by 5 o'clock today. So I'm going to give this back to your respective leadership so that they can run it to ground, but since I had your attention, I just wanted to focus in on that. Thank you very much. Announcements. Senator Peters.
Thank you, Mr. President. A couple of different things. Next week, we have Senate appropriations. We have to do some bill introductions for the Chief Justice. We will start at 7:15 a.m. We'll do our staff briefing at 7:30 for the Board of Regents, and then we start Board of Regents for 2 days at 8 a.m. till noon, both Monday or Tuesday and Wednesday. So busy schedule, but we start gavel in at 7:15 Senate appropriations.
Thank you, ma'am. Senator Soholt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Education, 7:45 on Tuesday morning.
Thank you. Senator Thiessen.
Thank you. Senator Judiciary, 8 o'clock.
Tuesday? Thank you. Senator Kamak.
Senate Ag and Natural Resources, room 412, Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Thank you, Senator. Any other announcements? Senator Sutton, I'm sorry, I couldn't see you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I have some bad news for the body. We did not win the Top Gun Award last night.
Again.
For the fourth time. I'm blaming two people.
Oh.
I'm placing that blame right now in front of this body. One of them would be the good senator from Pennington County.
Oh.
Former police chief that did not come shoot. The dead eye, we call him.
Somebody that actually knows how to use
a gun, unlike this riffraff back here in the Cowboy Caucus. The second member I'm going to blame is Senator Frerichs. Because if he would have used something other than his squirt gun, we may have had a better chance. So next year, come prepared, please.
You know, as a rancher, you understand, I mean, he's a farmer, so what he says about a broadside of a barn, he means. We'll adjourn here in just a bit, so you obviously can pack up and get on your way, and we'll ask for the adjournment motion after I sign these, so please feel free to pack up and start moving and be safe in your travels. The Constitution requires the presiding officer to sign in open session bills that have passed both the House and the Senate and to read their titles. At this time, the President signing an act to revise certain provisions regarding coordination of benefits between health plans. That is Senate Bill 31. President signing an act to revise certain provisions regarding veterans' preference for all veterans who are United States citizens who seek employment from the state, a county, or municipality. And that is Senate Bill 32. President is signing an act to repeal certain outdated and unnecessary statutes and rules related to the Department of Veterans Affairs, Senate Bill 35. Okay, Madam Secretary.
Senator Valley moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor of adjournment.